Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. How you doing? Not quite sure how the hell you found this show, but I guess I should say thanks. But whatever the reason, God help each and every last one of you. You have found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster, coming to you from beautiful and very warm San Francisco, California. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. 202-456-1414. That's the White House if you want to drop them a line. Just a tip, and I found this out during the Bush administration, the second Bush. They have caller ID. I know, a sad day in sports on Sunday. Jose Fernandez, the outstanding pitcher for the Florida Miami Marlins. Boating accident, 24 years old, no longer with us. And a couple of hours ago, golf icon Arnold Palmer passed away, the age of 87. Sign me up. Man, talk about a great life. We're going to talk about those things. Some odd games in the NFL. I mean, really? Seriously? Come on, Cardinals, really? Buffalo? And what the hell happened in Philadelphia? The Giants, they should be ashamed. As should the Carolina Panthers. A seriously banged up Vikings team. They go into your yard and spank the hell out of you. Good on them. I mean, I'm actually rooting for the Vikings. I mean, Lord knows what else can go wrong with that franchise this year, but you know, good on them. My beloved Ravens, they're now 3-0. Okay, they caught a break. They let Jacksonville back into the game, but they did pull off. And check it out, boys and girls. You heard it here first. This is big. Robbie Anderson caught his first career touchdown in the NFL for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, Temple University. My Temple University's Robbie Anderson. Hell yeah! Your call's coming up next. Later this hour, Nate Anderson, former NBA player, talking with Fred Wallen. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank and puts in IOUs.
Guy's gonna have a hobby. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, from Can't Buy a Thrill, their debut album. Jim Hodder, the drummer singing lead. A little Steely Dan action. If I sound happier than normal, it has nothing to do with my Red Sox being on an 11-game winning streak, with my Ravens being 3-0. I had a bit of a dental issue earlier today. I cracked a tooth right in half, and they gave me some great pills. Jim Hodder passed away at the age of 42, drowned in his swimming pool. Not good. Great song, though.
Tell me, where are you driving? Midnight cruiser.
It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Nate Jackson joining Fred Wallen later this hour. It's kind of a sad day around sports. Jose Fernandez, 24, killed in a boating accident. First thing that went through my mind was that was Tim Cruz, the Dodgers, back in the 80s. Very first thing. Was it 1990, I think? And, of course, golf icon Arnold Palmer passes away on Sunday evening at the age of 87. But more importantly, the Steelers lost. No, it's not true. We head to the phones. Christian, you're in Galveston County, Texas, with the intellectual portion of the program, but someone we have not heard from in a long, long time. Our friend Shoulder Pad Scott joins us here on Sports Overnight America from Lubbock, Texas. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Jerry. 11 in a row. Magic number is 2, my friend.
Damn, Skippy. Our beloved Red Sox. They're doing it up. I mean, I'll be honest with you. They got hot there in the mid-August. I said, okay, they're scoring runs and everything. Don't get, let's not peak now. And honest to God, they can't be beat. I mean, they're winning 2-1 and they're winning 12-2. I mean, they're winning every way you can possibly. They'll find a way to screw it up, but they're the Red Sox. But I'm very happy right now. Yes.
They've gone from fighting for a wild card spot to leading the division, yep, to 6 games left in the season and possibly claiming home field throughout the entire playoffs.
Yeah, they are tied as of Sunday evening. They are tied with the Texas Rangers with the record of, I think it's 92-64 for the best record in the American League. And I'm actually kind of happy about that because they have those last 3 games against Toronto. They can bump Toronto out of the playoffs, which I think would be good because Toronto's still going to be tough if they get to the postseason. And
absolutely,
and they'll stay sharp going into the postseason. I mean, that would be. And the thing is, even if Toronto does make the postseason, you know, they're gonna have to put all, you know, use all their bullets in their gun in those last three games, and whoever they play in the wild card playing game, I think they'll get beat. Hopefully.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, not trying to, you know, be the homer for the Red Sox, but if anybody in the AL side of the playoff picture right now has the best staff, top to bottom, lineup and pitching, I think it's the Red Sox. Toronto's got good pitching, but their hitting's kind of fallen off.
Well,
Rangers bullpen is suspect.
They've had injuries, and over the course of the season, the Rangers and the Red Sox, they split four games this year. Just so you know, yeah. So yeah, they're even. But I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic. The cool part is they think they're going to get Steven Wright back. David Price, who early in the season was like 7-1 with an ERA of like 6.5. I mean, he's now 17-8. His ERA is down. And Clay Buchholz is starting to look pretty good out of nowhere, which is really, really cool. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, Clay's starting to find his groove and remember how to pitch and not just go out there and throw hard.
Well, yeah, as skinny as he is, I mean, the guy doesn't even cast a shadow. Someone built like him is not designed to throw a baseball hard. You learn, like Frank Tanana, you know, he used to be, you just get up there.
Especially coming off the injury that he did.
Yeah, I mean, you get up there, after a while, you can't just throw gas unless you're, you know, someone like Nolan Ryan your whole career. You have to learn how to pitch eventually, and I think that's what Clay Buchholz is doing. And John Farrell's helped a lot with that.
Yeah, and like I said, the lineup looks good top to bottom. Not just the big guys, not just Pedroia, not just Bogarts and Betts and Ortiz, but you know, Brock Holt's starting to hit the ball a little better. Travis Shaw's starting to hit the ball a little better. They're getting on base and they're producing runs, small ball style, as well as hitting home runs.
Yeah, and they're getting timely hitting, which that's never been a Red Sox trademark.
look at last night against the Rays.
On Saturday evening. Yep, Dustin Pedroia. He's had a great second half of the season. He really has. I mean, people tend to forget how long he's been around for a while. I didn't know this. Ortiz is the only member of the Sox who has 3 World Series rings. He's the only one who's been there since 2004.
As far as Boston Red Sox, yes. I mean, if you want to count Sandoval, he's got 3 rings, but none of them.
Sandoval doesn't. Yeah, by the way, he actually may be healthy, they're saying, for the postseason. I said, oh, dear God, no. Please, no.
No. If you're going to use him, I would use him in a very
Yeah, as a pinch runner. Yeah, as a pinch runner, of course.
Well, maybe not a pinch runner, but a pinch hitter.
Yeah. The thing is, I mean, why would you want him on the 25-man roster, considering, I mean, the guy has not swung at a live pitch since, you know, there was still snow on the ground in New England. I mean, why would you want that, you know?
I don't know. Not going up against some of the talent that the postseason is going to bring.
What else is on your mind, my friend?
Man, you know, you said it. You mentioned it at the beginning of the broadcast. Just a terrible day for sports. But, you know, we've learned a lesson on both ends of the spectrum today, and that is that this week we will celebrate lives, one that was well-lived, one that was lived well, and, you know, he demonstrated throughout his life in Arnold Palmer how to do things the right way, how to be a gentleman, on and off the court,
and how to sell Quaker State.
Yes, absolutely, how to sell Quaker State. And a life that is far, far too soon gone, but a life that, while it was short, was also lived well in Jose Fernandez, a young man that came over here from Cuba.
At the age of 15. You know, and here's the funny thing. You know, people are saying, oh, what a trip. You know, young people die every day. Every day it happens. It's their accidents.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but every so often, it's either someone you know or someone you've heard of or somebody. It happens every day. I'm not saying, you know, this is just, you know, not the way, you know, things are, but unfortunately, this is the way things are.
If it wasn't him,
it was going to be some other 24-year-old killed in a boating accident. It's just he happens to be a major league pitcher and a good one and a good person.
Miami Marlins. Let's not overlook the other two people that were on the boat with him that also lost their lives. Yeah. You know, those families.
Well, they're saying that nobody was wearing a life jacket, but from what I've read and so far, it doesn't look like that would have really mattered much. So.
But I feel like the lesson today for everybody out there is
you're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Both these gentlemen, one a very long, gifted life, one a very short but still gifted life. Both of them lived life the right way. They took care of not only their business on the course and on the field, but took care of people off the course and off the field.
Yeah,
and treated people the right way.
And as far as Jose Fernandez goes, like you said, nothing is guaranteed for tomorrow. You're not guaranteed the next day. You're just not. And you got to keep that strange. It happens. It could happen to anybody, you know. So, hey, listen, shoulder pad, my friend. Thank you so much for calling. You don't call as often as you used to. Why is that?
I don't know. Just my schedule. You know, it kind of gets weird sometimes, and I don't know. I kind of get sidetracked. I think about it, and then I get sidetracked. I'm very ADD sometimes. So.
Oh, it's great. I'm glad to hear it. I got another one of those on hold. Hey, thanks a lot, Scott.
I'll see you later, Jay.
Take care. 1-800-878-7529, boys and girls of all ages, it is time for the intellectual portion of the program. Clap, 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 clap.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prayer.
And for the intellectual portion of the program, as we are wont to do, it's time to head to Galveston County, Tejas. Talk to our friend Christian. Christian, welcome to Sports Overnight America. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right, and let me know again why you don't want me to sing along to the song.
Because you have your tone. No, just don't do it. This guy got paid a lot of money to sing the song. Let him sing it.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Okay.
Oh, if it makes you feel better, go ahead.
No, right. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm just trying.
Since it already went to the non-singing part, I'll just go ahead and talk.
It's called the bridge. When that happens, when you get the solo or the musical interlude between choruses or between stanzas, it's called the bridge. Just so you know.
Yeah, I understand what it's called.
You got a good 6 minutes. What's on your mind, my friend?
Okay, first off, when it comes down to the Houston Texans, they lost. As we all know,
No. They didn't lose. They got bitch slapped. There's a difference.
Oh, exactly. They were made to eat the turf out of Gillette Stadium and then some.
That was like watching baby harp seals being clubbed. That was brutal.
Wow. But still, though, with the Texans facing the Titans,
Bud Adams. Sometimes less is more. Don't try to just ask your question. What's up?
Okay. The Texans are facing the Tennessee Titans, the team that Bud Adams drove away next weekend. How do you think that the beating that the Texans sustained to the Pats will help them improve?
Well, ways it'll help them improve is you found out what your weaknesses were, and there were plenty of them. This is why NFL coaches and coordinators get paid so much money. When you get beat like this, and let's put it this way: unless you're a bad team, a really really bad team, this is not going to happen two weeks. Sometimes there are exceptions. I mean, back when the Ravens won their first Super Bowl in 2001, they got shut out like three straight games at one point. Yeah, you know, that's going to happen. But unless you're a really bad team, you know, if you're a good team, which Houston is, they should be able to see, okay, this is what we did wrong. This is what we did wrong, and work to rectify it. They're going up against a Tennessee team. Let's put it this way: you should be happy they're not going up against a team like the Ravens or somebody else who can put points on the board in the AFC, you know, like Miami, who can put points on the board. Cincinnati, you're going up against a Tennessee team that is as far as offensively.
Right. I can understand what you mean on that. And another question I want to ask is, ASK, of course.
Right, ask.
When it comes down to the memory of Arnold Palmer, I know he was one of the most famous golfers, if not the most famous athletes in American sports history.
Yeah, I would agree. Let's put it this way. Maybe not now, given the fact that he's been retired, but back when he was in his heyday, I mean, he might have been, I mean, one of the most well-known and popular athletes on the planet. Yeah. I mean, he really was a big deal at the time. Yep.
Yeah, but if you think about it, about what he did off the course, he helped launch the Golf Channel. He basically made people a little bit safe to drink iced tea and lemonade at the same time again, and when it comes down to it, he contributed to a lot of charity causes. And
yeah, it's because he made a lot of money. Arnold Palmer was a good guy. That's the one. In an era, let's put it this way. People say, well, an athlete, sometimes, they have a tendency to, ignore their fans or be kind of, not, I don't want to say bitchy, but kind of standoffish. Sometimes I can understand that. It's kind of hard to have people constantly being breathing down your neck, asking for this, asking for that. But Palmer was always very, very, very open. He was always, I know some people who, walked right up to him on the street and said, hey, how are you? Can I get my picture taken? He was a good guy. And, let's put it this way, 87 years old. The man's been an icon since before I was even before my parents were even married. And if you want to sign me up, I'll live his life any day of the week.
Yeah, but if you think about it, what type of lasting legacy do you think he'll leave for the sports stars of tomorrow in the case of what he did off the course?
You know what? That's a good question, Christian. I don't have an answer for that. Let's put it, it's tough because it's golf. I'm not saying golf is a niche sport, but a lot of people who are into football and baseball, NBA, they're not. I'm not saying all, but it's most of those people, percentage wise, are not big golf guys or golf people. So what Palmer may have done off the course probably isn't even known about by a majority of the people who are general sports fans of the big four sports. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a really good question. I don't have an answer, but you know what? Chris Townsend, the former host of this disaster when I was the second banana, which was a lot more fun, he's a huge golf guy. His brother is a golf pro down in San Diego. He would actually, I'm going to have him on this coming week. He probably can answer that for you. And I'm glad you asked that question. That was a really good question, Christian.
Thanks, Jerry Burke.
So what else is up? Anything new?
Nothing much. I just basically got off of a 13-hour MMA fight hangover last night from watching way too much MMA.
Well, yeah.
I was hoping to talk to Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, today was not the day to talk to Pedro. We had a rough day today. We really did, Christian. Hey, listen, I got to go, my friend. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me on now.
Talk to you on social media. Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, @SportsOvernight. You can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, we're lazy about Twitter, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. Do an update for you next. Nate Jackson with Fred Wallen coming up in about 12 and a half minutes or so. This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client it immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You have an interesting conversational style, you know that?
It's a nervous condition.
I used to have a nervous condition.
How did yours manifest itself?
I drank a lot of scotch.
I get sick when I drink too much.
I get drunk when I drink too much.
I'm into that. Of course, the last time I drank scotch, I woke up naked on the hood of my car. I'm not going to tell you where I found my keys. 29 minutes before the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. Coming to you from beautiful and, I mean, warm. I mean, for us, I mean, it was near 90 in the city of San Francisco on Sunday, and it's supposed to be again on Monday. And we just don't get 90-degree day. I could probably count them on two hands in the last 15 years. But, yeah, a bit on the warm side. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. This update going along with Richard Wright's violent sequence from the Zabriskie Point Sessions in 69 in the background. It's brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. Even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and you know what, kids? It can help you. And just for a second, stop looking at porn. Not that we have a problem with it. As a matter of fact, we strongly advocate it, but humor me. Just for a second, check out their website. It's phbat.com. Type it with both hands, by the way. phbat.com. Coupon code is baseball. You'll get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Speaking of baseball, sad news out of Florida. Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez killed in a boating accident early on Sunday morning, 24 years old. And late on Sunday evening, golf icon Arnold Palmer passes away at the age of 87. He was the everything when it came to golf. It probably still is and probably will be in perpetuity, as they say. Moving over to the NFL. Some strange games. And you sit there and go, huh, really? Okay. That sort of thing happens, I guess. Cleveland came back and had a chance to win it right at the end of regulation with a field goal. They screwed that up, lost to Miami in overtime, 30-24. Buffalo, check this out. The Bills get their first win, 33-18 over the Cardinals. Huh? Biggity, biggity, oh, good ball game, 17-10. They take care of the Titans in Nashville. My Ravens, hey, yeah. 17-19 over Jacksonville. That game down there in Jacksonville, FLA. Washington comes back to win their first. Giants, they should hold their heads in shame. 29-27. It was the Skins over the Gigantes. Elsewhere, Minnesota goes into Carolina, spanks the Panthers 22-10. Elsewhere, Broncos keep on rolling. 29-17 over the Kitties of Cincinnati. Good ball game between the Pack and Detroit. It was 34-27. Green Bay over the Lions. That game was at Lambeau. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Rams 37-32 over Tampa. Here's a real squeaker. And the real Niners now show their true form. 37-18 Seattle over the San Francisco 49ers. That game in Seattle. Philadelphia just beat the daylight. I mean, big time over Pittsburgh. 34-3. Really? Kansas City 24-3 over the Jets. Just end the seasons. San Diego got tripped up by Indy. Good ball game, 26-22. Dallas on the Sunday night game absolutely destroys Chicago, 31-17. The score, believe me, is not indicative as to how one-sided that game truly was. sashay over to Major League Baseball. Toronto takes care of the Evil Empire. Can put a fork in the Yankees. 4-3. The Red Sox have now won 11 in a row. 3-2 over Tampa. Elsewhere in the American League, Kansas City 12-9 over Detroit, who missed a late field goal. It was the White Sox 3-0 over Cleveland. Elsewhere in the American League, Seattle 4-3 over the Twinkies. Houston 4-1 over the Halos. The Biggity Biggity O's 7-1 over Tejas. God, this is a beautiful song. National League, Miami and Atlanta, that was canceled, obviously, because of the death of Jose Fernandez. Chicago 3-1 over San Luis. San Diego beats the Gigantes again 4-3. Dodgers 4-3 over Colorado. They've won the NL West for the fourth straight year. Elsewhere in the senior circuit, as they so call it, Cincinnati 4-2 over Milwaukee. Washington 10-7 over Pittsburgh. Philadelphia got, 17-0, the Mets over Philly. And that's ugly. I mean, big time ugly. Interleague play, it was Dem Balm Rose 2-1 over Arizona. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. We play the sport, we speak of baseball here. Just type in their website, phbat.com. Josh Donaldson, the reigning AL MVP, swears by this thing. Chili Davis used it with him with the A's. Davis took it to the Red Sox. Look at them now. Once again, go to phbat.com and type in the coupon code BASEBALL. You're going to get a great deal from the Pro Hammer Bat. Man, how would you like to be able to play this for a woman on their first date, huh? 1-800-878-7529. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter, although we're kind of lazy about Twitter. You like our Facebook, it's at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. My parents had a sense of humor. Like I said, if I sound happy, it's because I cracked a tooth earlier today. And they gave me some very nice medication. I'm quite happy with what I have. 1-800-878-7529. Nate Jackson next with Fred Wallen. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
With colder temperatures just around the corner, people are looking for ways to maximize their heating dollars. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll make sure the heat you're paying for gets into your house right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. In homes with forced air heating, the ductwork is your lifeline to warmer air, so you want it to operate efficiently. Unfortunately, many times these pipelines have leaks that cost you comfort and money, especially if they run through unheated spaces like a crawl space, basement, or attic. Inspect the ducts with the system running to find any areas where warm air is escaping. Seams and joints where two or more pieces meet are the most likely culprits. When you find a leak, seal it with foil-backed duct tape. You don't want the typical cloth-backed stuff for this job. Then, paint over the tape with a generous coat of duct mastic. This will dry to form a flexible but permanent seal, keeping the warm air where it belongs. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
The new Firestone Champion Tire has a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty, our longest ever, so they can take you from Manhattan to Nashville to the middle of nowhere. Because with the right tires, there's no such thing as a wrong turn. And you can go just about anywhere. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Certain limitations and restrictions apply. Ask a Firestone retailer for details. Actual mileage may vary.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
I love iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
iHeartRadio. I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Dave's not here!
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. My name is Fred Wall, and I presume you know yours. Phone number across America and around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can always email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Many of you, you're listening to this show, you're a sports fan. You want to be a general manager. Very few of you get that opportunity, except through Fantasy Sports. And Nate Jackson, former player for the Denver Broncos, has written a very funny book, Fantasy Man. And, hey, Nate, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
So what's rougher, playing in the NFL or fantasy football?
Well, playing in the NFL is much rougher on your body and on your actually your physical brain. I called it the brutality of fantasy football in the subtitle, kind of tongue-in-cheek, intending to be ironic, although it is pretty brutal the way we deal with these players and the way we discard them when they're making us unhappy.
See, here's a point. You played in the NFL. You played with the Jay Cutler. If you have to cut him, do you feel guilty during the season?
I do a little bit. I do feel guilty cutting my buddies. And one of the gimmicks that I have in the book is that after I compile my fantasy team and when I do have to cut guys, I call him into my quote-unquote office, and I sit him down in front of me, and I tell him why this is happening, and I give him my reasoning for it, and when that's all over, I press a little button under my desk, and the trapdoor falls out, and they fall through it and get eaten by the dogs below. So it's a metaphor for the way we treat these guys, and as a former peer of these guys, I try to kind of bring that element to it where I do feel bad about cutting him, and I try to keep him around as long as I can.
Book is Fantasy Man. That's Nate Jackson, former wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. HarperCollins published the book. You can get it there. You get it through Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Let me tell you something, Nate. I started playing fantasy so long ago. It was called rotisserie football in 1992. In fact, I have a book in front of me of the rules and the whole thing from 1992. And then for many, many, many years, up until 2 years ago, I was in like three different leagues. But what I hated more than anything was the darn fantasy draft. So I went to these one-day things because I can just pick them and get out of there in 5 minutes. But when you got to go through these drafts, ours used to take 2.5 and 3 hours. I'd be ready, you know, with three names in case somebody chose a name before me, like nothing. And some guys would take like 30 minutes to make a choice. I mean, wouldn't it drive you crazy? Hasn't it driven you crazy?
Well, yeah, there is a frustrating element to that, getting guys. And these days, what we do, well, I'm in three leagues. And in two of them, we actually physically meet. We get together, and not all of us live in the same city. So it's a destination draft where we meet at a predestined city, and as many guys can go, and we get in a room. And it often takes longer than 2.5. It takes 4 or 5 hours sometimes to do this. So we have the fridge well-stocked with beer, and we take a lot of breaks. And it does get a little tedious, and there's different style of drafts. Typically, it's the snake draft where everyone, you know, number one goes, number two yeah. goes, number three. But there's also an auction draft that's in one of my league and in one of my leagues. And so you have $200 to start and to spend on all your players, and you auction every single player. And that takes even longer, especially when it's a player that a lot of guys want to bid on. So you have to be patient, but we look at it as an opportunity to get together for 2 days, friends who otherwise wouldn't see each other anymore, and it's just kind of a way to stay connected in a world that's tearing us apart.
Sports Overnight America. The book is Fantasy Man by Nate Jackson. HarperCollins published at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. I think you wrote that fantasy brought in $11 billion over the like each year now. That's insane.
Yeah, it's big business. And I think last year in particular, you saw a lot of companies like ESPN and a lot of different NFL teams and networks were investing in these daily fantasy companies. DraftKings and FanDuel, it's kind of tapered off a little bit. You don't see as many advertisements this year as last year, but it really is big money. And what that shows you is that the NFL is all about it. The NFL cares about money. You can see that these days with the way that teams are pursuing new stadium deals and the television rights and these fancy places that are being built for the teams to play in. Money talks in this industry. And fantasy football is bringing in a lot of money, a lot of eyeballs. You see, if you follow ESPN.com, you see that the top writers, the most viewed articles are simply just fantasy football articles giving advice on who to pick up on the waiver wire. That's what people are looking at. That's what people are tuning into. And it also boosts the ratings because all of a sudden a game between the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars has some meaning for you on a Thursday night. So you're going to watch it. Because some of your guys are playing in it. So the NFL likes it. They do. But it kind of flies in the face of a lot of old, tough football bromides. Like, it's not about you. It's about your team. There is no I in team. It's not about your stats. But that's all changed now. It is all about the stats.
How hypocritical is it when, and you're much younger than I am, but they wouldn't allow Jimmy the Greek to use numbers. He had to use check marks when he was talking about who was going to win and who was going to lose because the NFL was totally against gambling.
Oh, well. Yeah, pretty hypocritical. There's actually the reason why fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, is legal is because of a bill, a kind of a counterterrorism bill that banned online gambling. And excluded fantasy football from that online gambling ban, considering it a game of skill, quote-unquote, and that's why it's not considered gambling. But that online poker crowd, they used to play poker, now plays daily fantasy sports, and they have software that understands the algorithms and places hundreds, if not thousands, of bets at once and stacks the odds in their favor to take money from chumps like me and you who might be interested in playing it for a day or for a week or whatever. So, it is definitely gambling. You're betting money on the outcome of a sporting event, and I don't see how they don't consider that gambling.
Sports Overnight America, I'm Fred Jernot. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. The book is Fantasy Man by Nate Jackson, former wide receiver and sometimes tight end for the Denver Broncos. Let me ask you a question. I've been doing these kind of shows for years. So when I wouldn't win a league, it was sort of embarrassing. But you're a player. How embarrassing is it when Nate Jackson doesn't win? You've won a couple of times, I know that, so, you know, since you've retired. But what if you don't win? How do you feel?
Well, that's the thing. Fantasy football can turn experts into anybody. My friends tease me relentlessly about it and let me know that although I might have played the game, I don't really know the game. I don't really understand the game. And it's obvious because I didn't even make the fantasy playoffs last year. So it allows for a lot of banter, none of which is really provable. And if you were to follow these fantasy football experts, the ones on television who make a lot of money giving you their picks and analyzing the numbers, you'd find that oftentimes those guys don't know what they're talking about either. No one really monitors that or follows whether or not their picks are successful because it's always on to the next game, on to the next week, on to the waiver wire, who's injured. But I really do think it's pin the tail on the donkey for the most part. We're hoping that our guys don't get injured, and there's really no way to anticipate who's going to get hurt and when. And these days in the NFL, it's inevitable that these men are going to break. What they're asking their bodies to do is completely unnatural. The human body's not supposed to absorb that kind of contact, not supposed to torque the way those guys do. It's got to be a curious thing for us when the strongest, most powerful members of our species are being crippled by this game in front of our eyes, and we don't really bat an eye. We just, it's onto the waiver wire, and we don't think about them again until next summer.
Nate Jackson has written Fantasy Man, a funny look at the world of fantasy football, no question about that. If you were going to do a percentage thing here, how much is luck and how much of it is skill, in your opinion?
I think it's probably 50-50. It pays to know what's going on a football team and why some teams surge in different times of the year and why, you know, some offenses click more than others and, you know why in 1 week this might happen to a team, but the next week something different might happen. You need to be able to read those tea leaves, but those first-round picks, those first and second-round picks that are highly touted in the offseason and are high up in everyone's mock drafts, for example, Matthew Berry, who is, by all accounts, probably the highest-paid fantasy football expert and the most well-regarded, his top 10 picks in the fantasy draft this year, not one of them scored in the top 10 in the first week, and a couple of them scored in the top 20. So these are things that are purely speculative. A team moves the ball any way it can, and it does not rely on one man the way that fantasy football does. It's 53 guys on a team. They're all working together to move the ball. Sometimes it ends up in one guy's hands, sometimes in the other's, and you never know what their opponent has game-planned against them. For example, you know, if a running back runs for 200 yards 1 week, well, the next week his opponent is going to make sure that he doesn't run for 200 yards, and they're going to stack the box and try to stop that man. Well, fantasy football says that guy's hot now, and he's going to have a couple of big weeks in a row. But the NFL is in the correctional business. They don't want their guys making the same mistakes twice, and so understanding that becomes important. But it's really all about injuries, and that's just luck.
Book is Fantasy Man by Nate Jackson, former player for the Denver Broncos. HarperCollins published it. Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. A couple of personal questions. How many other players came from Menlo College, Nate Jackson?
Into the NFL?
Yeah, into the NFL.
Yeah, zero. That was the only one.
I represent
the Menlo Oaks.
All right, I want to talk about something else. You're an advocate of marijuana, and let me tell you my spiel. In college, I was considered a radical, so I smoked dope all the time, okay? Long time ago, though, okay? I don't think it's right to smoke dope if you're a football player. I would legalize it in all 50 states. But what I'm saying to you, just as assuredly as PEDs make you a little stronger, marijuana makes you mellow. I think. I mean, certainly I haven't smoked in 30 years, so, but I'm making the point that is it fair to have some guy smoke marijuana and somebody not, and the fans not know it? I know you're an advocate for not testing for marijuana, and even though I'm an advocate of legalizing it, in the NFL I'm not, or in sports I'm not, because I think the fan should know it's an equal situation.
Well, that's why I believe it should be allowed for them as an option for all of them. I think as of now, probably over half are already using it to deal with the rigors of the game, the physical trauma to their body, to their brain. They're already doing it, and they're the best on planet Earth at what they're doing. So they're not losers. They're not slouching off. They're very, very focused individuals with a lot of chronic pain. Not only that, but repetitive head trauma. So when they get injured, they go in these training rooms, and the trainers hand them bottles of very, very dangerous pills. That's kind of industry standard. Opioid pain pills, very powerful anti-inflammatories, injections, cortisone, all of those hard drugs are really, really bad and much worse for you, I think every scientist would tell you, than medical marijuana. So these guys are already using it. They're already playing amazingly on the field, but they are punished when they're caught for it because it's still criminalized within the system, whereas in states across the country, it is legal for medical purposes. So any of those guys, because of the injuries they have, could go into any doctor's office in their city and get a prescription for it and walk in and buy it because they need it and because their brains need it. But they're being denied access to that. And I think that it's just a much unhealthier option to force certain pills into their hands and give that them the only one recourse to deal with their pain. I mean, they're entertaining us. Why are we trying to give them, you know, why are we trying to hold them under our thumbs? I just think the time is over for treating them like they are apart from society. They're human beings like all of us, and they deserve the same rights.
Do you think it'll change where they'll be able to take it soon, or do you think not? What do you think?
I think it's going to happen. I don't know how soon. It's a tide that is rolling. It's gaining momentum. And I think the NFL is confronting some pretty big problems in the league, and none of those has to do with cannabis. I mean, the problems are the endemic brain damage that is a result of the game. The problems are the lawsuits that come with that. The problem is public opinion swaying on the side of the players or away from the league office. And in that regard, they're worried about lawsuits, they're worried about public opinion, and they're worried about their bottom line. So if they can see that endorsing it or at least studying it and lifting their restrictions on it would be beneficial to the league, to its bottom line, to its public image, or in its ability to stay out of court, I think they would endorse it. I know that Roger Goodell just pledged $100 million for concussion research, and the cannabis research is showing that it can be a neuroprotectant and can help heal your brain after a brain injury. There are very few industries in the world where you know a significant percentage of your workers are going to get brain injuries because of what you ask them to do on the job. It causes brain injury. So I think that the NFL is probably interested in quelling that tide and figuring out how to manage the brain injury issue. And I think medical marijuana is that way. So once they kind of put their ego aside and start looking at this as strictly scientists and doctors, then they'll discover that it's not as bad as they thought.
Nate, you're one sharp guy. The book Fantasy Man by Nate Jackson, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere, published by HarperCollins. Nate, I certainly appreciate the time tonight on Sports Overnight America. Good luck always, and good luck in your fantasy teams.
Thank you very much. You as well. Good talk.
Thank you. Nate Jackson with us on Fantasy Man right here, Sports Overnight America, on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Our thanks to Nate Jackson, as well as Fred Wallen. You can hear with yours truly on Sports Overnight America on Friday evenings beginning at 10 o'clock Pacific. Just about 4 minutes before the hour, this is Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And now here's a feature you're sure to like.
Our thanks to former Bronco wide receiver Nate Jackson, Fred Wallen from Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Edition, as well as the pharmaceutical industry. Thank you very much. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.